sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we certainly appreciate you, listener, as well as texter. The text line always open, 850-437-1620. Joe and Gracie with you here on Pensacola right now. Hope you've had a wonderful Monday so far. Back to the five-day work week. It's going to feel super long. For that, we apologize after last week's four-day or perhaps even three-day work week, but that's just the way it goes. We'll get a quick update on the roads and our weather together with Gracie, and then we'll hop right into it.
Roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns, and our slowdowns on 98 starting to clear up, but we still have everyday afternoon traffic. That's going to be if you're heading eastbound out of Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect those slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. And you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. For weather, it's 82 right now with a low of 69 for this evening. A slight chance of rain, just at 10% for the rest of this evening. So just keep that in mind. Again, 82 in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
We start with our top three stories, where former Vice President Mike Pence is officially running for president in 2024. He filed the paperwork to enter the race today, joining a growing field of candidates. Also, we're expecting former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. They're expected to officially announce their bids this week as well.
The Saudi Arabian government says that they will cut oil production this summer, and this is likely going to push gas prices up higher in the U.S. The largest oil producer in OPEC will cut production by 1 million barrels a day from 10 to 9 million, and this is happening despite OPEC saying that it wouldn't change production plans for the rest of 2023.
And here locally, we heard last hour from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. He spoke with Stu Strawn on Channel 3, talking about a recent rash of gun violence, including over the weekend, where they are searching for a suspect that apparently went into a crowded house. As many as 50 to 100 people were on site there and started shooting. One person was killed and several others injured.
While violent crime is actually down, overall crime is down, we still have to identify and put a stop to these one-offs, these individuals that target one other person.
And still no suspect information on that case as well. They did provide an update on one of the higher profile shootings from last week, where a 16-year-old died after being shot in the head. The sheriff's office says that that person who did the shooting will not be charged, as it was a self-defense case, as two 16-year-olds were committing crimes in the area of where that shooting occurred. In Santa Rosa County, Commissioner James Calkins doubling down from comments he made last week about the Democratic Party.
It doesn't matter what party you're in, what color of skin you are. We thank you for your service in our military and to our country. This is America. United we stand. And I'm thankful to all the speakers and everybody. I also want to say that I stand by my statements at the last meeting. I believe that the Florida Democratic Party platform is evil.
Those comments made during this morning's commission committee meeting, much of the public forum prior to that meeting was residents outspoken both for and against the comments that Commissioner Calkins made, several calling for his resignation during the public comment portion. 5:15 right now, let's get a quick check of the roads and our weather together.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Still expect some slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be if you are leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point right before the Garcon Point intersection. Expect to sit at that light for a bit. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum from WEAR.
A few showers and thunderstorms popped up on Monday, and we'll continue this rain chance really every day this week. It's about a 20 to 30% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm each day. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and overnight lows will mainly be in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. It is 80 right now in Pensacola, 80 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
A few more local updates. A reminder that Commissioner Jeff Burgosh is hosting his town hall meeting for District 1 residents. That's at Beulah Middle School. It'll start at 6 o'clock, should last a couple of hours. Burgosh expects the primary topics of conversation to be the Beulah Master Plan, as well as the OLF 8 development, the likely purchase of that sale of that property, and what the future holds there. Again, that meeting 6 to 8 at Beulah Middle School. Also, in Baldwin County, authorities say a 15-year-old boy died in a UTV crash over the weekend. That was reported at 3 yesterday afternoon in the Stockton community. Florida Fish and Wildlife releasing numbers related to boating accidents last year. Total, the state of Florida had 735, Monroe County having the most with 92. Escambia and Santa Rosa counties had a combined 9 accidents, with 3 of those involving a fatality. Down the road in Okaloosa County, the 6th highest total in the state, with 35 boating accidents and 4 fatalities. Elsewhere in the state of Florida, Senator Rick Scott continuing his tour of Florida in the name of hurricane preparedness.
You can go to ready.gov, get a checklist, understand storm surge. A lot of times now, because of our better building codes, these are water events. It's storm surge. It's flooding.
He's promoting the same message he was when he was governor. And storms moved through the state, including 2 Cat 5s back in 2017 with Irma and 2018 with Hurricane Michael.
Police in Hollywood are getting closer to finding all those allegedly responsible for the mass shooting that happened last week at the Beach Boardwalk. Last night, they arrested a fourth suspect. All 4 are facing charges that include attempted second-degree murder. 9 people were hurt, 2 are still in the hospital in stable condition. Investigators are looking for 1 more suspect.
And jury selection continuing ahead of the trial of the Parkland school resource officer on duty when the 2018 Marjory Stoneman Douglas High mass shooting took place.
It is not a law enforcement officer that decides if they are guilty or not guilty. It's not a judge that decides if they're guilty or not guilty. It's not a lawyer that decides if they're guilty or not guilty. Who is going to make that decision? You are going to make that decision.
Scott Peterson faces 11 charges, 6 jurors, and 4 alternates will be selected after attorneys questioned 55 men and women that were called back. Last week, they agreed they could potentially stay on a case through mid-August.
The mother of a teenage killer has been released from jail after serving her sentence in St. Johns County. Crystal Smith was serving a 30-day sentence for tampering with evidence after she washed her son's bloody jeans to destroy evidence. Her son, 16-year-old Aiden Fucci, was sentenced to life in prison for killing his 13-year-old classmate, Tristan Bailey, in 2021.
And finally, cops say a Florida woman was busy shoplifting at a Dillard's store when her car burst into flames while her children were inside. Bystanders were quick to step in and rescue the children. Mall security said that they saw Alicia Moore and another man shoplifting in the store for about an hour. And when she was leaving the store, she saw the car in flames, immediately dropped the merchandise before exiting quickly. 520 right now. We'll take a break, come back, look at national headlines ahead of the Fox News update. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the displaying of the Ten Commandments in our public schools was outlawed in large part because of a 1980 Supreme Court decision known as Stone versus Graham? And because of this extraction, most Americans are not familiar with the specific content of the Ten Commandments. I encourage you to read Exodus chapter 20. These commandments serve as a divine blueprint for a civilized society. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 1, God makes it very clear that these commandments came from Him and not from Moses or from any man. And the only man who ever walked the earth who kept the commandments flawlessly was Jesus of Nazareth, the God-man himself. As we endeavor to be submissive to these commandments, we must rely completely on Christ's power to overcome sin and temptation. I urge you, walk with Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's and Angelina's Cooking Class, Father's Day, the Fish House Beer Fest, Juneteenth, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7. This week, Tyler Mack rocks Bands on the Beach. Tyler was even nominated for the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards for the Best New Debut Release. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Just shy of 525, we're going to get a quick look at our roads for afternoon traffic. We do have some just typical delays on 98 if you're heading eastbound towards Tiger Point near the Garcon Point intersection. Expect to wait at that light for just a bit, but other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you do see something else out of the ordinary slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we are looking good this afternoon. We do have a slight chance of rain, just 10%, and a low of 69 for this evening. Coming up this week, we have a hot week ahead of us, but of course we're going to have some expected afternoon showers throughout the rest of this week. It's 80 right now in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 79 in Milton. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Hey shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Top three stories today. Be prepared for higher gas prices. That's the message from the feds as the Saudi Arabian government says it will cut oil production this summer by 1 million barrels a day, from 10 to 9 million. Former VP Mike Pence officially running for president, filing his paperwork today. Tomorrow, we're expecting former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to enter the race, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum also is expected to announce his candidacy as well. Other federal, national, and worldwide headlines, the bodies of all three unaccounted for men have now been found at the site of the apartment building that collapsed in Iowa. Police say the remains of Ryan Hitchcock were found Sunday. Also, the body of Daniel Prian was recovered early this morning in Davenport.
Community members in Memphis are expected to gather tonight in downtown to commemorate what would have been Tyre Nichols' 30th birthday. Nichols died after being beat by police officers during a traffic stop that happened earlier this year, and five officers have been charged with murder.
A lot of videos being circulated on social media today regarding the sonic boom that was heard around Washington, D.C. Federal investigators are still working to determine what caused the deadly crash of the Cessna that was intercepted by U.S. fighter jets yesterday.
99 times out of 100, that's all it takes, is a quick call on the radio. Hey, you're getting into some airspace you don't need to be in, and usually that takes care of it.
That's John Kirby from the National Security Council. The NTSB says it appears the pilot fell unconscious and ended up crashing near the George Washington National Forest. None of the four people on board survived.
The Supreme Court is going to take up a case on whether a California man can trademark the phrase "Trump too small." California attorney Steve Elster tried to trademark this slogan to use it for t-shirts and hats, but was denied by U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which argued that he needed to have written consent from Donald Trump. The appeals court last year ruled against the trademark office, saying that the denial violated Elster's free speech rights.
Deadly and violent weekend in Chicago, where a mass shooting at a Celebration of Life event accounted for one of 10 gun-related deaths. At that event, seven victims were hospitalized with gunshot wounds. A 25-year-old woman was pronounced dead. Elsewhere in the city, at least 50 other shootings were reported, 10 of them deadly.
And Russia says that Ukraine has launched a major attack in the east. It's not clear at this point if this is the beginning of a counteroffense that Kyiv has been hinting about in recent weeks. Kyiv has not confirmed or denied the claims.
And China is becoming increasingly aggressive in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea. The National Security Council weighing in on that.
These are part and parcel of an increasing level of aggressiveness by the PLA, the PRC's military.
So last week we had the, I believe it was the J-16, if I'm not mistaken, that kind of cut across a U.S. spy plane. And now the latest incident was a Chinese warship coming dangerously close to a U.S. Navy destroyer over the weekend as well. So a couple of acts of aggression, at least from the U.S. point of view, in the last couple of weeks. We'll see how that develops further. Some sport notes here. Of course, NBA final series now tied one game apiece. The Heat beating the Nuggets last night 111-108. The NBA buzzing over a report that Kyrie Irving reached out to LeBron James to see if he wanted to play with him in Dallas. According to The Athletic, the Mavs point guard reached out to James about joining him, along with Luka Doncic, on the Mavericks. NHL Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final is tonight, 7 o'clock on TNT. The Knights lead the Panthers 1-0. And the Cubs and the Padres 8-10 on ESPN+. The Marlins and Royals starting in 10 minutes on Fox Sports 1. Fox News Update coming up. And after that, Your Money Now, which is brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Former Vice President Mike Pence putting in a little paperwork today. Necessary to run for president in 2024. The former Veep will make it official on Wednesday, according to our sources. Current President Biden meeting with the Prime Minister of Denmark and the Oval Office today, talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Denmark is one of our greatest allies and most reliable friends, closest friends, and on lockstep in every global issue that we've been engaged in.
Maybe not, though, when it comes to fighter jets. Denmark says they are open to providing Ukraine American-made F-16. So far, the president has not signaled that. Is he too old to run for re-election, though, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre?
Here's something that I think that was said a couple days ago. It's a Huffington Post headline. After calling Joe Biden senile, Republicans complain he outsmarted them.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks ended a lackluster session a bit lower today. Blue chips weaker than the broader market. The S&P 500 slipped 8 points. The Dow Jones Industrials shed 200. And the NASDAQ Composite eased 11. Don't be shocked if gasoline pump prices edge higher again soon. Saudi Arabia has decided to reduce how much oil it makes available to the global economy. Saudi officials agreed to cut production by 1 million barrels per day starting next month. Also, other OPEC Plus producers agreed at their weekend meeting to extend previously announced cuts through next year. Officials say it's an effort to bring stability to the oil market. Some analysts, though, do not anticipate a notable spike in gasoline prices. If you had problems using Outlook or other Microsoft online services this morning, you weren't alone. The software giant says an outage affected many thousands of users of its 365 software suite for more than 2 hours before service was restored for almost everybody at about 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. There are multiple reports that Kyrie Irving has been wooing LeBron James to join him on the Dallas Mavericks. LeBron arguably started the super team movement when he joined Miami. Kyrie is arguably trying to end it by blowing up one team after another. He ruined a young dynasty in Boston. The Nets were a disaster. Now he wants to unite with LeBron and Luka. Because of the salary cap, it's a long shot. Based on recent history, that might be a good thing for the Dallas Mavericks. I'm Andrew Perloff.
At Ethos Life, we've busted all the myths about getting life insurance. Like myth number one.
Life insurance? I can't afford that.
At Ethos, we have term life policies everyone can afford, with policies as low as $7 a month. Or myth number two.
I have a life insurance policy through work. That's good enough.
With workplace coverage usually only equal to a year's salary, that won't nearly be enough to cover your family's ongoing and future expenses. A long-term, affordable policy from Ethos can give you the peace of mind that if something happens to you, your family is well covered for years to come. Myth number three.
Getting life insurance? It's just too complicated.
At Ethos, our 100% hassle-free online process can give you a quote in seconds, application in minutes, and coverage in hours. With no medical exams or blood work needed, just answer a few health questions. Get your free online estimate at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. Rates will vary based on age, underwriting, face amount, and type of policy.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love bars down on me.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. It's Gracie and Joe, and it's 5:35, so we got to get a look at the roads and get a quick look at weather. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. But if you do see something on the roads slowing you down this afternoon, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR, Alan Strum.
Every day this week, there's a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up around the area. So chance for rain runs about 20 to 30% each day. Otherwise, it'll be a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s with overnight lows in the low 70s. The first named storm of the season did pop up last week, but it died out over the weekend. And for now, the tropics are quiet. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 80 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. Also, Bands on the Beach coming up tomorrow. Bands on the Beach is back every Tuesday night. That's thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority. That's going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. And this week, it's going to be Tyler Mack taking the stage. He has shared the stage or open for everyone from the Allman Brothers to Johnny Winter, Ted Nugent, John Rich, and the list goes on and on. So definitely want to head out to Bands on the Beach. That's, again, coming up tomorrow starting at 7.
Very cool. A couple of local headlines of note, the first of which, a final reminder here, is that Commissioner Jeff Burgosh is holding his town hall for District 1 residents at Beulah Middle School. That starts at 6 o'clock, should last a couple of hours, and the main topics are going to be the OLF 8 property that the county is currently in negotiations to sell, as well as the Beulah Master Plan. So if you have any interest or investment in District 1, certainly want to head out to that meeting that's at Beulah Middle School from 6 to 8 tonight. Also, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons talking with Channel 3 during the 4 o'clock hour in regards to a string of gun violence as the numbers of fatal shootings just continue to pile up. Sheriff Simmons says the messaging that they're getting out is the same.
Most of what we talk about is the fact that this is a dead-end street. If you survive this type of a high-risk behavior, then you may end up in prison for the rest of your life. And if we can show them that there is hope outside of gun violence, there is hope outside of drugs.
Over the weekend on Saturday, there was a large gathering between 50 and 100 people at a home on Crescent Drive where a gunman walked in and opened fire, killing one and injuring several more. The sheriff's office still looking for leads, trying to track down the suspect there. We left off, got a quick note in about some games that are happening tonight in the world of sports, some sports headlines. The Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin launching a nationwide CPR training tour through his new foundation. On Saturday, he was distributing AEDs to 50 youth sports and community groups, also providing free CPR training to more than 1,000 people there. If you're a Florida State fan, the Seminoles softball team in the College World Series, they have to beat Tennessee once tonight to advance to the championship series against the Oklahoma Sooners. Game one at 6 o'clock, that's on ESPN, Florida State taking on Tennessee. If Tennessee were to win that first game, there would be a second game coming up at 8:30. So that's, I don't know, Gracie, if you're ever got into softball, have you ever played softball growing up? I will say that it is fun to watch, and honestly, my favorite sport to call on the radio.
Really?
It is, because the pace of softball is much quicker than the pace of baseball, so you don't have as much time that you need to fill, and just the energy is just so much different. I mean, you watch those softball games, I mean, there is always chirping and cheering and everything going on.
I was going to say, the chants from softball is like the only thing I know about it.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, Florida State, obviously, you know, big local team around here. Their softball team has had a wonderful year. They have gone, it's a double elimination tournament. So the fact that they would have to lose twice tonight, they have not lost in the postseason yet. So Florida State could be playing Oklahoma in the championship series. So that would be a great matchup for them indeed. Health, business, and science notes, a big day for Apple, stock hitting an all-time high. They launched their own mixed reality headset, also releasing a software update, iOS 17, which includes new features like full screen posters for contacts, live transcriptions of voicemails, and video voicemails using FaceTime. So of the three there that we're talking about, I think the one that I would be inclined to use most would be the video voicemails.
Yeah.
So I had not heard of this before today, but usually, I mean, I'm an Apple fanatic. Everybody who knows me knows that, but I always tune in for the September update when they release the new hardware, mm-hmm. but the software update, I don't really, you know, pay that much attention to, but good stuff to know if you're an Apple guy like me.
Yeah, of course. Also, General Motors is planning to invest more than $1 billion in two Michigan plants to gear up for production of the next generation heavy-duty trucks. Most of the funding is going to go to prepare the Flint assembly plant for the new gas and diesel trucks. This move comes despite General Motors' commitment to switch to all electric vehicles by 2035.
Patagonia? Is that how you say it? Patagonia?
Patagonia. Mm-hmm.
Tops the list of the most loved companies in the U.S. Not by me, apparently. But the clothing company took the top spot in a new Axios and Harris poll. Costco, John Deere, Trader Joe's, and Chick-fil-A round out the top five. The poll ranks the reputations of the top 100 most visible brands in the nation.
Also, another insurance company is dropping property insurance in California. Allstate says it's too expensive to insure new home customers in California. The company blames wildfires, higher costs in repairing homes, as well as higher reinsurance premiums. And State Farm made this similar announcement just last month.
The U.S. is expanding care for veterans exposed to toxic substances. Lawmakers secured a $20 billion investment for the PACT Act, which will expand services to 3.5 million veterans exposed to burn pits. The new investment will help improve research, staff education, and treatment related to toxic exposure, and it will also help the VA more efficiently process claims.
And a new report from U.S. Postal Services showed that mail carriers do have a reason to be cautious of a man's best friend. USPS reports that more than 5,300 postal workers were attacked by dogs last year. Houston, Texas has the highest number of dog attacks on USPS workers last year, and they had 57 attacks.
I'd like to know if there is something about the Houston infrastructure that makes them more prone to dog attacks on USPS workers. Maybe the mailboxes are closer to the homes, or maybe they're, I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. I'd love to know if there's any sort of research looking into that. Because Houston with 57 leading the country seems like it should be more spread out. 57 in a year seems like a lot of dog attacks.
Yeah, for sure.
The Barbie movie causing a pink emergency, apparently. In a recent interview, director Greta Gerwig explained in an effort to create the world of Barbie Land, set designers needed so much pink paint that they caused an international shortage. Warner Brothers completely bought out the signature Barbie pink color from the major paint distributor Roscoe. When I first heard this, my initial response was, well, I mean, how much Barbie pink paint could there possibly be in the world that would even necessitate there being a shortage of it? But then I realized I'm a 36-year-old male, and up until 3 months ago, I didn't have a little girl in my life that, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of bedrooms all over the world that are Barbie pink colors, or at least here in the States.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that would, be the main reason why Barbie paint would be an issue there. But
internationally, I would think the state of California doesn't have paint or whatever. I don't know. But internationally, that's crazy. But I'm excited for the movie. And I'm happy it's really too.
I'm excited not because I have any sort of emotional connection whatsoever to Barbie, but I think that her name just slipped my mind. Who's the actress?
Ryan Gosling's the guy. And what's the girl?
Ryan Gosling. Yeah, but this is terrible. I can see her.
Margot Robbie.
That's right, Margot Robbie. I think those two are going to have outstanding chemistry together.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Well, in other pop culture news before we get traffic real quick, Chuck Todd is going to be stepping down this fall as moderator of NBC's Meet the Press. He announced the news during Sunday's edition of the show, and Todd has been the moderator since 2014, and he's going to become NBC's chief political analyst. It's 5:45 right now, getting a look at the roads, I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays. And if you do see something slowing you down, you see an accident and have details, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850. 780-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to have a great week ahead of us. It's going to be pretty warm, but we do have some chances of showers throughout the afternoon. That's going to be every day this afternoon, or every day this week in the afternoon. 10% chance of rain for tonight with a low of 69. It's 80 right now in Pensacola, Milton, and Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
You know, Prince Harry, we love talking about him mainly in a light, you know, making light of fashion. But the U.S. court will hear a challenge over his visa, apparently because of revelations of his drug use. Did these revelations come from one of the books or interviews that he wrote? I don't know. But his U.S. immigration records are about to be unsealed as the Heritage Foundation sues the government to find out if it lawfully granted his visa. American immigration law dictates evidence of past drug use is grounds to reject an application. So I guess they're saying that, hey, he's, you know, he had drug use, and but the fact that he's a royal, and I'm sure maybe there was some phone calls made, maybe some back channels that said, hey, you know, Harry needs a visa or something. So, you know, let's just disregard everything about what he has done or said in his personal life, and let's just get him a visa. So I guess the Heritage Foundation has a bone to pick about that.
Yeah. And with Taylor Swift on this tour, it's not just a few days until she gets back into the headlines and pop culture news. And so selling out outdoor venues does have some drawbacks. For Taylor Swift, that would be a bug flying and around the lights. And it flew right into her mouth during a Chicago show.
Gross. Hopefully it wasn't a big one.
Yeah, that happened during one of her Chicago shows this weekend, so she can play in the rain and she can play while bugs fly into her mouth.
Yeah. Her and I are not a lot different, believe it or not, because that same thing happened to me in the middle of a high school football game when I was calling on the radio. And it just, I mean, my mouth was open, I was talking, and it just went right in. Yeah. And I could not do anything. I was completely helpless. I was on the air. I did not have any water. There was nothing that I could do. So I understand what Taylor is going through in her life. I do. I'm right there with her.
Send her a letter.
That's right. Absolutely. Let's see. Some wacky notes. So let's talk about this guy down in Tampa. Busch Gardens is working with authorities on possible charges after a TikToker decided to film himself after jumping into their alligator exhibit.
Ooh, crikey, mate. This is insane. Let's get a closer look, shall we? Just to see how it is. We have never been this close to the alligator. The crocodiles, guys. Crikey! Look how big that bugger is.
I give him a D-plus on the Steve Irwin impression and an F-minus for taking his life in his own hands and possibly being chewed by a gator. Yeah, I mean, usually like in any instance where somebody's in a pit with an alligator, I like to know that they made it out safe. And this would be the lone exception to that. I would not have lost any sleep had he gotten a finger chewed off.
Yeah. And that's not usually the case with alligators. So I don't know why... he thought that was a good idea, but TikTok made him do it, I guess.
That's right.
Another just wacky and weird story before I take a quick break. Some women are proving just how out of touch they are when it comes to the income requirements of their future love interest.
Listen to this.
What would you want his income to be? I feel like this is going to sound bad. I feel like $300,000.
I would have to say $127,000.
Probably $150,000 to a quarter of a million a year.
$500,000? Is that bad?
It's not good.
$150,000, maybe to $250,000 a year would be comfortable for sure.
I was just having this conversation with my friend, and she was like, you have to manifest a husband, girl. Ideally, my husband needs to be making like $650,000.
Yeah, we all wish.
The most sane person in that whole thing wanted like $150,000.
Yeah. Well, who knows how many people were interviewed in this whole thing, but best of luck in their searches. Apparently, the probability of a guy between 20 and 40 with that's at least 5'8", making at least 500,000 is 0.22%. So
the odds are not in your favor.
We could all dream, though. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break real quick. It's 551 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. This summer, UWF is offering a range of sports camps for local athletes of all ages. Taught by a premier coaching roster of UWF athletics coaches, these camps are essential for any middle school and high school athletes wanting to hone their skills. Join Raymond Brooks and Will Kennedy on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss the upcoming UWF camps and the benefits of attending the camps. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Always feel free to call or text in your opinions to 850-437-1620. 5:55, going to get a look at the roads and weather. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you do see something delaying you, or you see an accident and have some details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Every day this week, there's a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up around the area. So chance for rain runs about 20 to 30% each day. Otherwise, it'll be a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s with overnight lows in the low 70s. The first named storm of the season did pop up last week, but it died out over the weekend. And for now, the tropics are quiet. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 80 in Pensacola, Milton, and Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com.
If I may, I just want to get on a soapbox for just a moment. Seeing this headline just come in, the NFL is probing a Indianapolis Colts player for betting. Now, I understand, and I certainly will be the first to say that personal responsibility for all of us, we are responsible for our own actions. But I will also say that because there has now been a rash of NFL players under investigation and being suspended for gambling activities in the last 2 years. The most notable was the Atlanta Falcons receiver Calvin Ridley, who got suspended for the entire season for betting on NFL games. And now word is that the Indianapolis Colts have a player who is under investigation for, quote, pervasive betting, which included putting bets in on his own team. This is Pete Rose all over again in baseball. But I will say that, yes, while it is the responsibility of the individual, I will also say that this is the bed that the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, all these leagues have made for themselves, because every time you watch a sporting event now, what do you see? DraftKings, all these different sports books that the league has now got into bed with, and this is a byproduct of that. So, look, I mean, betting is here to stay. You know, it's being legalized all over the place, but just get used to this new reality where players are going to get popped for betting, because we have completely made this okay in our sports world, in our sports culture now, where all these leagues, fantasy sports, all these leagues are now in bed with these betting companies, and so this is just the new normal. So, you know, I don't want to hear about it unless it's, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or, you know, somebody like that. If Patrick Mahomes is caught, okay, I'm interested. But, you know, these players that are just betting on the sport, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, they are going to bet on the sport, because every Sunday when I turn on the television, the league is telling me that it's okay to bet on the sport. And I know that there's rules in place for players, but yeah, anyway, so let's get some good news. A Tennessee man growing his dreadlocks for 9 years, but when his 11-year-old daughter was diagnosed with cancer, DeAndre Thomas didn't think twice about shaving his head. Bald Brielle was diagnosed in February and is undergoing chemotherapy. The Bree Bree Strong campaign sells t-shirts and bracelets in support of her treatment. And a couple of happy birthdays in Santa Rosa County over the weekend. Gulf Breeze Marine veteran Robert Park celebrated his 100th birthday. And another birthday celebration was in Milton, where Marie Campbell celebrated 104 years. Happy birthday to both of you. That's going to do it for us here in hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We'll be back in about 10 minutes or so with another complete rundown of everything happening in your world on this Monday. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.